Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Soul Purpose Central. I am your host, Jennifer Longmore, founder of souljourneys.ca. I'm so excited to connect in with you today because we've got a pretty fascinating show with someone that I've known for a really long time who really knows her stuff. I'm excited to introduce you to her wisdom. But before I do that, just want to remind you to go to souljourneys.ca if you haven't already and claim your free soul acceleration system. And be sure to check out all of the new goodies that we have up on our site. And if you have any questions about things that you see there or any questions that you have for today's show, please be sure to email me at clientcare@souljourneys.ca and we'll see how we can support you on your journey. So without further ado, I would love to introduce you to the one and only Baljeet Riot, who is the founder of LotusDestiny.ca. She is an intuitive soul coach and consultant who helps women attract healthy relationships with men and women and their body image, and most of all, their sensuality. She is the one and only creator and founder of her own healing method called the Star Activation System, which is a very popular program that helps people discover their soul purpose, divine gifts and talents, and express themselves into the here and now, in the reality of the here and now. She has also served many people globally throughout the world with intuitive readings through the Akashic Records. And her exclusive Lotus Destiny, Divine Goddess, and Eternal God coaching program that helps men and women to tap into their authentic creative power, live their passion, and create a living and a livelihood out of that. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Baljeet.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me here.
I forgot to mention that today, and the reason why this is such a juicy show and we haven't done this together before, is that we're going to be talking about awakening to your galactic self and how that supports people in living on their purpose. So I think it would be helpful for people who don't know who you are, how you arrived at this journey where you're now helping people awaken to their galactic self and supporting people through your Star Activation System.
Thank you. It all started when I was journeying through the Akashic Records, and I learned the Akashic Records through the one and only Jennifer Longmore.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Do I know her?
Yeah, I think you do. I think you might know her.
I think I've heard about her. She's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And my background is actually in architecture. I spent 7 years in the architectural industry. So I was doing readings on the side, and I was also working full-time at an architect firm. And I just remember this one day in 2008, I started to all of a sudden draw sacred geometry onto the computer screen. It was just like an automatic download. And one of my coworkers said, "What are you doing?" And I said to her, I don't know, but it feels amazing. And so I ended up taking these drawings home, sending it to my computer at home and printing it out. And I just put my hands over it, and I knew that there was more to just energy. It just felt like galactic wisdom. And then when I went into my records, I discovered it was more so, they were called star activations. And these star activations are basically light color and sound and sacred geometry that channel at a very high frequency to bring you back in alignment to your soul's purpose and to really tap into your gifts and talent. And so as soon as I discovered that, I started to discover more about myself and more about the galactic wisdom that, you know, I already had within myself, but also reaching out to those that, you know, were looking for that same thing to tap in within themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm laughing as you're talking because, of course, I know the story, but I didn't realize that you actually got the downloads at work, your very first.
Yeah, I did.
Which I think is kind of cute because having worked in Cubicle Nation, and you've worked in Cubicle Nation, I'm sure there's many people listening right now that either have a job or have had a job and understand sort of the energy surrounding, you know, doing things other than what you're getting paid to do. I think of all the places that you could get that download, I just think it's pretty fascinating that you got it there.
Yeah, and I found it quite a gift as to why I stepped into architecture. It was very interesting because I always wondered why. I was like, why did I get into architecture? And then I realized that's a big toolkit for me. That was a big toolkit for me because I was doing drawings on a computer, and that's how I just all of a sudden received my download. So mm-hmm. just for anybody in understanding, you know, they may not have passion for their current job or situation, but acknowledging that it's an actual toolkit for their own, you know, creation. So it was mm-hmm. very interesting.
It's always so fascinating, isn't it, to look back at why we chose certain roads in our path, and it's not always clear at the time, but in hindsight, we're like, oh, of course I, you know, went to school to be an architect because look at the, you know, gateways that it opened for me now. But of course, we don't know it at the time. We think that we're doing it because we're supposed to, or our parents made us, or whatever our reason is. But when you can step into gratitude, as I know you have, over why certain choices are made, then it's so much easier to embrace them.
Yeah, absolutely. At the time, you may not feel it, but now you're very grateful.
Exactly. And the other thing that I find really interesting is that you didn't really know what was coming through. It just felt very, very familiar and almost like a homecoming. And it would have been very easy to kind of step into that crazy-making, you know, thought process because it really didn't make sense. And here were these things that were appearing to you that didn't have any words yet and didn't have any context. And yet you still somehow found a way to just surrender to it and trust and have faith and allow it to unfold in divine time rather than trying to force it or poo-poo it or shove it away or anything like that. So maybe you could share a little bit more about how you went through that process and how maybe other people can apply that with whatever is going on for them right now.
Absolutely. How I just kind of knew that it was something so sacred to me was each time that I would connect with it and draw a star activation and I would print it out or I look at it, I would just have this knowingness. I actually cry. That's how I know that this is a part of me or I'm just being this conduit. I feel a deep, deep connection. It's something that I just cannot, you know, put away. And it actually drove me to always keep going back to it, whether it was just playing with it, printing it out. I actually had a fashion show in 2008 where I just had it printed onto organic clothing, and I had a couple of my designs and held a fashion show just to see what kind of energy it brought in. And then I've also created a DVD out of it as well to see what it also attracts, but you have to just really be creative with it and be able to express it and play with it. You have to be playful with it. It's so important. Mm-hmm. And I feel also just being an artist as well, when you have something that's so sacred, it's like your own baby. You're just like, oh my God, what if someone takes it away or da da da. But the whole point is that you are to be a conduit of it. And as soon as I acknowledge that, then that's when things started to really come and I was like, oh, I get it. I get what this purpose is of having these star activations. They're meant to be shared. They're meant to be to activate other people's divine gifts and talents. And I really highly recommend those who do discover some sort of artistic, it doesn't even have to be artistic, but just some sort of gift and talent that they have, to really play with it and have fun with it. Because as soon as you start to get all serious and et cetera, you really drop into that fear mode, and then it's so easy to just tuck it away and forget about it. And then you're back in that, you know, the hamster on the wheel where you're not acknowledging that gift.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that the star activations help people uncover their divine gifts and talents. So how does that work?
So basically, how the star activations work is we really go into removing subconscious programmings. And these programmings could be subliminal implants. It could be just programmings, subconscious programmings as a child. Anything where it has blocked you from really tapping into your own power. It's kind of changing sheeple from people effect.
Mm-hmm.
You basically, it's changing sheeple to people. So,
hey, what's wrong with being a sheeple?
If you want to be a robot.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. We're not judging anyone.
No judgment. But for those that want to be people and to really tap into their own authentic power. There's so many situations where you're giving your power away to certain situations and you don't realize that it's this subconscious mechanism where you forget about who you are. So by removing those blocks, you start to rediscover what's already there inside of you and just claiming that back and really allowing that to flourish. There's a lot of people that I've worked with, and currently in my Awakening Your Galactic Self program as well, they're already starting to see shifts of tapping into their own gifts and talents and being like, oh yeah, I forgot that I love writing. And I remember that I always ignored writing and I didn't know why. And I love writing so much. And so by healing that, they start to realign themselves back to their own gifts and talents, which is also in line to their soul's purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they're uncovering the conduits that allow them to express their purpose.
Yeah, and then everything just starts to come very easily. Like there's more magic that happens. I've always noticed that there's more magic that happens when I'm using the star activation. Yeah.
Mm. Do you have an example of someone that acts like that used your star activation system that had a pretty remarkable shift?
Yeah, absolutely. I do have a client who had her own cake business, and she's a family of three kids. Eldest is autistic, and husband's a cop, and she was pretty stressed out because she knew that even though she loved her cake business, she knew that wasn't her passion. And it was also taking up a lot of her time and energy also away from the family. And when she started to use the star activation system, she really realized that she wanted to start a granola line. So she started her own line called Granola Girl. And now it's selling at basically a lot of the grocery stores here in Vancouver, BC, and she's working on getting it out internationally. But this is now giving her more creative time and energy for herself and more time for her family. And it was pretty funny because she just sent me a big thank you note the other day of how much she enjoys the program, because she's really starting to feel, she said, in words, she said, I feel like me again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So getting back to how they work, and I share this because I've, you know, seen your star activation. So they're similar to sacred geometry, but not. They have their own frequency and harmonic. And there's several different types of star activations that you have created to bring into visual form. But each star activation holds its own harmonic or frequency. So when you look at it or when you call in that energy, then what does it do?
When you call in that energy, well, kind of like how you always say energy follows intent.
Mm-hmm.
So you use it as a tool to rebalance your energy field, whatever it is that you want to rebalance. So say you feel not so confident, and I usually say, okay, let's call in the star activation of confidence, and you would just look at the star activation and breathe that in. Whatever you're feeling some sort of lack or imbalance in, even if you don't even, can't even articulate it in like human words, you can just breathe in that energy by looking at the star activation. So the star activation just realigns you back to your soul's essence as well, so that you don't
mm-hmm.
feel discombobulated or imbalanced.
Mm-hmm. So if people, you know, I know you have different things, and I'm only asking this because I can feel people asking right now, okay, well, how do I get my hands on these? What form do they come in? So if someone actually wanted to have access to the star activations, how would they go about that?
Well, there's a few ways of going about it. Right now, I actually have a DVD that's called Galactic Journeys, and if you go to galacticjourneys.ca, you can actually purchase your own DVD or a digital download, and this is a full 60-minute star activation healing that's accompanied by sound healing, and it's with ambient electronica music, and so it's sound healing and star activations in one. So that's one way, and you can use that, you can play it, you know, on your laptop, on TV, and also have it on silent and put on your own music, because it literally raises the vibration of your whole room. It totally shifts
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
Another way to go about it is I've actually had some clients, and this is one of my big new services that I'm offering, is called your Unique and Chic Star Activation. And what your Unique and Chic Star Activation is creating your own unique, one-of-a-kind star activation that's aligned to your soul's essence. So it's, no one can actually have it. It's your very own unique star activation, and you can actually use this as a logo for your own business, your own website, print it out so you can have it on your wall, but it's literally aligned to your own soul's essence so that you realign to that energy and also be activated by looking at it, tapping into your own gifts and talents, and having that for yourself. So that's one of the biggest services that I have right now that's a hot hit for especially a lot of women with their own businesses. It's
mm-hmm.
been pretty amazing and a magical experience. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would imagine it would be, because, like, what an amazing gift to give yourself than to have someone tune into your energy and create a unique star activation that nobody else on the planet will have, that can, you know, sit above your bed or, you know, be in your living room or wherever you want to put it, that is just constantly radiating your essence all the time.
Yeah, and it's been an amazing experience as well, because the stories that I've heard from each of my clients that have receive their own unique and chic star activation, as soon as they choose to have one created for themselves, they actually go on this journey. So it's pretty exciting when they receive their final star activation, and then I talk to them and say, so how was your experience? And they've noticed that already, just by me drawing that for them, they started to shift and realign their energy. So it's been pretty amazing.
Very cool. So, and then I also know that you've created this for people that are in business, for example, who want to have their own unique star activation logo.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's been
yeah.
helping people shift as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And also attracting your ideal clients, because when you're shifting into your own, obviously your real soul's essence, you're starting to attract all the ideal clients and also your ideal relationships, et cetera. And so everything just starts to realign. But it's great
mm.
for a logo. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how, just out of curiosity, how else could people use that unique and chic star activation? Like, what other ideas can you give people about how they can use it?
You know, I've had people that made stickers out of it and they put it on their water bottle. I have another one that printed it out and put it on her wall around the fridge. She just can't stop looking at it. She just always wants to be reminded because they feel themselves in it. They're like, that's me. And so it's a reminder. But that's been one of the biggest things is that they just want to print it out and put it somewhere where they can actually see it. Yeah.
Like, let's say that someone was in a relationship. Maybe they're just in a new relationship or they've been in a relationship for a while, or maybe they have, they're getting married and they have wedding invitations or something. Is there a way that you could do activations for couples?
Absolutely. You can definitely co-create something.
Or like a parent and child activation, things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Parent, child, something that represents that co-creation together. I've done, you know, a logo for someone's business as well, for just her business. And it's that co-creative energy of something combining all together. So pretty much you could do almost anything with the star activations and apply it to anywhere, whether you want it on wedding invitations or just, you know, a woman having a baby and calling that in. You can also have a star activation created for that as well. It's pretty unlimited as how far you can go with the star activations.
Mm-hmm. And then once you have it, is that your activation for life, or is that your activation for as long as you need to resonate with that energy?
That is your activation for life.
Okay.
Yeah.
So once you, and I'm assuming there'd be other activations that could be created for someone as well, but maybe there's one for their essence and one for maybe a particular project they're wanting to create or things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, there's times where, you know, obviously your energy changes. And then, you know, if it's their business or whatever, they may need another star activation or whatever. So it all depends. But usually the ones with just the star activations, I know I've created one for myself, and it's like, yeah, this is it. But as my energy shifts, I may need to create another one for an aspect of myself that wants to be out there in the world. So, yeah.
Interesting. So you mentioned that you've got the DVD and then the Unique and Chic Star Activation, which is really awesome and something that just really nobody else is out there doing right now. I know you also have another program that you're running right now called Awaken Your Galactic Self. What's that program designed for?
So Awakening Your Galactic Self is a four-month program that is designed for lightworkers, starseeds, visionaries, luminaries, creative artists, anyone galactic, anyone who just feels called to this program, who are ready to claim their divine birthright and finally expressing their innate gifts and talents. And so this is going beyond your human self. It's really claiming back your power of your galactic self and really harnessing those gifts and talents finally here into this 3D reality. There's so many times, and I've, you know, I could say for myself even, you know, we know that we have all these gifts and they're just hanging in the 5D reality, but then we're not actually articulating it and putting, manifesting it into a 3D form. So it's like, yeah, I'm an artist, but it's just, you know, it's a hobby and I'll just leave it here on the side. Where this is really calling your creative self and owning it and really bringing it into 3D form and actually playing with that energy, being with that energy and owning your gifts and talents, owning who you are here on this planet. And so there's different people who have currently signed up for the program, and it's been interesting because some of them are very star being like, where they don't feel like they belong here on this planet. They just don't, they feel like they're a complete alien. So through this journey, they're really rediscovering who they are, why they chose to come here, what their soul's mission is, what their divine gifts and talents are, and actually how to utilize those gifts and talents so they can actually realize their purpose and mission and live that purpose and mission and feel like they actually belong here, claiming their space.
Mm,
so that's what this program's about, yeah.
So do you only offer that once a year?
I have another one that's actually coming up on June 20th, which is summer solstice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited because I actually have an early bird that runs till May 18th to actually get into this program. So it's already been a hit currently right now, so I decided to create a second run of this starting June 20th. So that's coming up, and that'll be a nice solstice celebration.
Mm. So what's the, and well, sorry, how can people learn more about that?
Well, they can actually visit my website at www.lotusdestiny.com, and if they go to the services tab, they can scroll down to Lotus Destiny Star Activation System, and then it'll take you to the Star Activation Awakening Your Galactic Self. And by going to that page, it'll just, you can actually read up, there'll be a YouTube there explaining what the star activations are, and furthermore explaining what the program's about. And you're just going to know if it's calling you or not. You're going to get this rush and a hit of like, oh, my God, I really need to take this program, because that's what happened with the current clients that I have now. It's just like a knowingness by reading all of this and also checking out the testimonials of other people's experiences. And it also shows the seven elements of that you'll be going through and the energies that I'll be transmitting to you during the program.
Mm-hmm. So what's the benefit? Because, you know, I'm just trying to answer everyone's question here because I know that people are feeling called to this. So if they're feeling called to it, you know, people often want to know, like, why am I doing this in a group? Like, I don't necessarily like doing group work. So what's the benefit of me doing this in a group?
The big benefit of doing things in a group, and I'll say it, is that it's so easy, especially for those that are star beings or whatever, to isolate themselves and not really want to connect to your own, I would say, your star family, galactic family. And to be in this group, it's giving yourself permission to share yourself. And the other thing that I've noticed as well, especially for artists, if they were raised to, you know, not shine their gifts and that it may not have been appropriate to express themselves fully, they're going to create situations where they've just isolated themselves and everything's kind of kept in the closet. So this Awakening Your Galactic Self program is actually giving yourself permission to share your gifts and talents in a very safe, sacred space, free of judgment. You're just expressing who you are and being able to share that gift so that it starts to amplify and you start building those courage muscles. You start building those creative muscles. Because if you're just out there in the world and you're trying to do that on your own, the chances are is if you haven't built up those courage muscles and worked through your blocks of not being able to express yourself, more than likely you're going to isolate yourself. And it's very important to connect to other people. That's why you're here, to have this soul connection. Your mission is to be here and to be a conduit for others as well. So this group program is giving that big opportunity and to celebrate yourself. That's one of the biggest things that those that are creative visionaries is that, you know, you forget to really celebrate yourself. And this is a sacred space to say, hey, this is what I've got. Let's celebrate.
Well, you've talked a lot about people not feeling like they belong. So I'm curious to know what kind of things manifest for people, like examples of things that manifest that create pain for people in their lives when they're not feeling like they belong on the planet or belong, you know, in this sort of human family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's so many things that can get created. You can either, you know, go through energies of depression and anxiety. You may notice that you don't spend a lot of time in your body, like you feel ungrounded if you bump into things a lot. It's because you're not spending a lot of time in your body. You may notice that when you're, you know, another way of not being in your body is disassociating yourself. So just not being present with other people by living in this 3D reality, you may notice that you've gained a lot of weight. A lot of it is leaving your body kind of issues. So if you leave your body a lot because you don't feel like you belong here, so it causes a lot of ailments, imbalances, whether it's weight gain or weight loss, you'll just notice a lot of physical stuff as well. And you may notice that things aren't coming into real form. Like you notice that you've got, you know, money problems. You may notice that you have issues in relationships. You may notice that you feel too spacey. So there's many things that can happen when you're not feeling like you belong here. You literally check out.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, all of the ripple effects that happen from that and the self-fulfilling prophecy of, see, I'm all alone, and so we continue to gather evidence to prove it right.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it's a poor me pity party, and it's like you don't really get anywhere from there. So this is to reawaken who you are, and you know, moving that aside, and really being a stand for yourself, having that courage, because no one else can do it for you. You can only do that for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's just say that some people listening right now are kind of skeptical and say, really, like all I have to do is receive these energies or look at these particular activations or watch the DVD and magically things are going to be better. What would you say to that?
You know, I would say it's all about taking personal responsibility. And the thing about receiving any kind of healing, whether it's the star activations, whether it's Akashic Records, Reiki, is that you have to be open, ready, and willing to receive and committed to move energy. So, you know, energy follows intent. And I remember you mentioned that a lot before, and I always tell people that in my program, is set your intentions before the star activation, because really the energies are being transmitted to you, but it's up to you to receive how much, you know, and how much you're willing to shift within yourself, because it's your own willingness. That's what's really being activated as well, so that you're having this drive to move forward. So it's not just a passive thing. You know, partially you're receiving the energies, and it is a passive way of receiving, but you also need to have that personal responsibility and the willingness to move forward. And if things aren't shifting, then you really want to look at as to, you know, are you really allowing yourself to receive to move forward?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seems like receiving is a big theme on our show today.
Yeah, I know.
And it's so true, right? Like we all, I remember years ago when I used to do Reiki sessions and people would just lie on the table and receive, which was great. And I wanted them to receive, but, and a lot of people would have amazing things happen. And then there'd be occasionally someone that just wouldn't have any shifts, or someone would boomerang back to some old patterns. And I was always curious as to why that happened. And then I learned over the years that really, what needs to happen for people to shift is they have to first make the decision that they are going to shift and shift their current reality to emulate more of what they do want to create, and then be willing to change, and then, like you said, the intention.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So here's one of the things, I mean, there's lots of information out there about try my program or do this or swallow this pill or whatever it is, and magically everything will be better. And I appreciate that you're not saying that. You're saying, look, this program has had great results, and you need to show up.
Yeah. And, you know, if I had a magic wand, I would, you know, boom, here. But everyone has to realize that the magic wand is literally within you. So it's like I can only be the conduit for you, and it's up to you to really show up and receive, and that's the power of the star activation system, and especially the Awakening Your Galactic Self. It's all about stepping into that power that is already within you.
Mm-hmm. So what's next? You know, I've started this journey with you. I'm awakening my galactic self. I've watched the DVD. I've had my own unique and chic star activation done. Then what?
You mean for that person who's taken everything?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretending I'm different people today.
Yeah.
It's part of my multiple personality disorder.
I guess.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I was like, am I still talking to Jennifer?
Yeah. I'm channeling Winifred right now.
Yeah, Winifred. Well, if you've taken all three, the chances are is that you've created something that's very unique on your own by activating your own divine gifts and talents. There's something that gets created with everyone who has gotten the logo done for me, who is in the Awakening Your Galactic Self program. These are the kind of people that are ready to start utilizing their own gifts and talents and putting that into physical form.
Mm-hmm.
So even for the star activation, your unique and chic star activation, many people are using that as their own logos, but for either a transition in their business or starting a new business. So they're actually taking that and utilizing that into their business, so it reminds them of who they are, so that they start exploring their own talents and how expansive they can take their business. One of the biggest mm-hmm. things that I've seen with, especially with your unique and chic star activation, is that each one that I've done for my clients, each one of them was focused on one little thing that they thought that was their business in totality. But as soon as I did the star activation for them, they had many more downloads of how their business can expand and how they are so expansive and other talents that they didn't realize that they need to incorporate. So you can go so far with this, and the whole point of the star activation is that it takes you out of the box so you start to see the many possibilities from there and actually implement that into physical form.
Mm-hmm.
There's this drive to just do it because you're
mm-hmm.
more clear and you're ready for it.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like not only does it take you out of the box, but it also aligns you with your own truth so that you're no longer living your life from other people's stories, but in fact living within your own harmonic vibration and language and creating what only you can create.
Absolutely. Going back to transforming sheeple into people,
mm-hmm.
this is going back to once you understand and acknowledge that you have a unique gift and talent, and you know that no one can take that away from you. And like you said, everyone vibrates at a different harmonic frequency, et cetera, that it just, you're just like, okay, I'm just going to go do it. You know,
mm-hmm.
this is who I am. There's no competition energy. I'm here to co-create and share with other people. So here I am.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like, oh, what if someone's going to take this away from me, or what if this competition happens, et cetera. So there's something big that shifts, and so it allows you to expand.
Mm-hmm. So why is it so important right now, you know, in light of what's happening on the planet and just shifts and awakenings and so on, for people to step out of the box?
You know, right before you said that, it was going back to aligning to your truth. And
mm-hmm.
it is so important because, you know, if you're choosing to deny your own truth and hide in that box, you're going to notice that you're not so much of a happy, snappy cookie.
Mm.
You're going to notice that you still feel repressed and you're still feeling miserable or just kind of numb or bored. And so the purpose of really tapping into your truth and also sharing your gifts and talents is knowing that you have a mission to be here on this planet. You've got something to offer. And by sharing that, that actually does something for you. It not only heals you, but it heals the planet, the collective as a whole. So, you know, with the whole shift into the new paradigm, et cetera, this is part of the shift within you to, you know, it is important to really activate that within yourself so that you can align to your truth. There's nothing, I know you've experienced it and I know I've experienced it when I'm not in my truth. I just know nothing right really happens. Like something just feels stuck and it's not the greatest feeling. So by acknowledging your truth, as we all know, the truth sets you free, you just feel this inner freedom. It's this freedom that you feel and you experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you were talking before about how so many people don't feel like they belong and they kind of withhold themselves, then they can't be the contribution that they came here to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And they basically put themselves into jail, right? So it takes them to get out of the jail, get out of the box so that they can experience that freedom and be able to share that gift that they have.
So, you know, beyond, even when I was asking before about beyond, like what's next for you? Like where do you see this journey taking you with respect to creating star activations and what else you want to be creating and allowing to come through you?
Oh, wow. Lots of things, Jennifer. Definitely. Right now I'm actually working on creating a jewelry line. So I'm just in the process of getting a business plan written up for a star activation jewelry line where pendants are being made. And people can get orders of that, et cetera. So that's more to come, but that's my next step. So people can actually wear that and be activated and have some sort of reminder. I'm also working on creating star activation canvases. So as part of your unique and chic star activation, sort of like a package. So, you know, for those that get their own personalized, unique, and chic star activation, they can get their own canvases made as well. So, you know, this kind of goes with the metaphor of putting things into physical reality, and that's what I am working towards playing with, is now putting these star activations into physical form to say, hey, look, it's here, it's been created, so let's spread out that, you know, that consciousness.
I love that. Well, one of the things that I've always wanted to see for you and from you is going back to the architecture you described, is how cool would it be to have a home or an office or a building or a retreat center or something like that created from the star activation downloads.
Thank you for saying that. Reminded me of that. Yes, absolutely. That's the other, you know, gift in it all as to why I chose architecture out of all those things. I was like, as soon as I started to put the pieces together, I was like, oh, I now get it. And yes, definitely, I would love to co-create and create, you know, designs where it has the star activations included in 3D. And having that in physical form, that would be really, really neat to have.
So if there's any building companies listening right now who are considering building their own home or retreat center,
contact
LD today. Well, I just think it's really neat to be encompassed in that.
Yeah.
And for any of us that are creative visionaries, we don't necessarily want to be in a box. And by that, I mean a typical building structure that's, you know, got four walls and certain measurements and so on, that we can create unique shapes and we can create environmentally friendly and efficient and viable structures I think that would be really neat to see that on the planet.
Absolutely, and something that is eco-friendly, et cetera, that I feel like that in combination would really make a difference. And, you know, especially living in a building that contains that, with the star activation, some form of sacred geometry really shifts the energy, not only for the families, but also, you know, I would say for Mother Earth as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So as we start to bring our show to a close today, I know that you have an immense amount of wisdom, and I'm wondering what messages you can share with people right now about the importance of aligning to their purpose, expressing their divine gifts and talents, and making the decision to really shift into who they really are.
I would say really acknowledge who you are and really start playing with the gifts that you have. Don't be afraid of what you've got inside of you and to actually share it and really start believing and having that courage. It's so important to have those courage muscles, to really build those courage muscles so that you can just go out and just do it. And when you don't have those courage muscles and that willingness to do it, you know, you're always stuck. And so it is very important to move energy, whether it's dancing, going out for walks, moving your body physically so that you can actually physically bring things in to physical form. It's everything's a metaphor to that. So I would highly recommend to even use your body as that tool to start bringing in energies for yourself so that you can create that into physical reality.
Mm. Very cool. I know just as we're wrapping up that you also have a free gift for everyone that's listening today. So if people go to, or people email you, Baljit, B-A-L-J-I-T, at lotusdestiny.com, and in the subject mm-hmm. line say, I am ready to be activated, Baljit's going to send you a free MP3 of one of her star activations called Activating Your Alchemical Self. And just in a brief synopsis, Baljit, what's the benefit of having that activation? What does that mean?
Well, this is sort of compared to having like a galactic journeys experience. So by activating your alchemical self, this whole process is working through grounding your physical body. And so, you know, what I was just talking about is moving energy and grounding everything into physical reality. So activating your chemical self is also activating your magical like nature so that you can start bringing things into physical form. And this MP3, I would recommend to play it at home. You can lie down or sit up straight. I would not recommend it while you're operating a car. and I trust me, I've had people do that before. So play it at home, or you could play it on your MP3. You can play it as many times as you need. But it's just something when you really need a tune-up and a reminder of who you are as this alchemical being, this magical being, of like, you know, I feel like I need to feel this magic again within me. This is where you're going to play the activating your alchemical self.
Cool. And I can only imagine the magic and the creation that ensues from that. Sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I've heard.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by today. I know you have a busy schedule and you're creating lots of things, and so I appreciate your time and sharing all of your wisdom with us today and introducing people to some really awesome things that you've got going on, particularly around you know, the star activation and how you're bringing that through different programs and offerings that you have. So want to thank you for your time, and again, people can visit lotusdestiny.com to learn more about Baljit, and want to thank you, Baljit, for stopping by. I want to thank all of you for sharing your time with us today. I want to wish you all a wonderful rest of your day and your week, and we will talk again very, very soon. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca. Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in causing ill health and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4222. That's 888-777-4232 and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk
Radio. Just about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Ugh! Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.